that first go round?
Well, I guess after listening to that, George, we can feel old together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I just remember it being such a massive event from an operational standpoint. You know, we had three venues going. It was the first real event, obviously the first sporting event in the arena. And as it was being built, we were trying to figure out everything from, you know, number of seats in the rows to how many seats we could sell to how it was going to operate behind the scenes. Was, you know, everything going to work right from electricity to plumbing to, you know, staffing. It just came off tremendously well. And really, you know, as you look back over the last 25 years, as we've done several times, I think, talking about it, you know, it was the first event, and there's always got to be a first one. And we've really come a long way as a city, as a sports destination, sports city. And now to have it and really select Team USA only a few weeks before Beijing is going to put Nashville again back in the Olympic international media spotlight, that it's going to be exciting.
Ton of people come to this from out of town, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They have, especially in the Olympic year. You know, I think anytime you look at the Olympic national governing bodies or sports, and now we're seeing Olympic trials for skating, or I mean, for track and gymnastics and swimming that lead into the summer games here this summer, we're going to see the same buildup for figure skating, which is probably the premier sport in the Winter Olympics, along with skiing. And, you know, it has a following. We'll expect, you know, a few thousand folks to come in the first week of January and spend 4 or 5 days in our city. And it's going to be a pretty incredible couple of weeks. You know, we have the bowl game on the 30th. I know the Titans play on the 2nd. We're waiting on the Preds schedule. I'm sure they'll play during that week. New Year's Eve event on the 31st. And then we roll right into, you know, an NBC national, international event to select the figure skating Olympic team. And have a national championship event. So it'll be an exciting couple of weeks as we really rebound from COVID and hopefully continue to kind of, you know, recover as a city.
Good Lord, run through that again. Let me see if I got this right. 31st is the bowl, right?
30th is the bowl.
30th is the bowl.
Eve event. Titans play on the 2nd. We haven't seen the Preds schedule yet, but they usually play at home during that week.
Yeah.
And then January 3rd through 9th will be figure skating. So it'll be two straight weeks that we'll have sports and entertainment, of which 25 years ago, if we rewind, George, that was a pretty lean week or 2 weeks in the city, if you remember.
Oh, yeah. Man, have things changed or what?
just a little. Just a little. But it's exciting, you know. I listen to Scott Hamilton, and, you know, back, you know, it was such a big event at that point. We were really worried about Jenny Hanna and I. I mean, we talk a lot about, you know, operationally, if you can manage several thousand volunteers, three venues, 2 weeks long at the time, national television coverage. It was an event that really set your reputation as a host city down the road, and it certainly did. It led into NCAA basketball tournaments. Our SEC basketball tournament came in 01. We were able to just kind of continue to build on those events and certainly now have an incredible event lineup. We saw the Super Speedway back this weekend. We got an IndyCar Grand Prix event coming. Our marathon continues to do well. We got SEC basketball now locked in through 2035, and this is one of those once in a blue moon kind of events that you get that leads into Olympic Games in a very high profile, unique way.
So I'm going to ask a dumb question here, but I don't know figure skating the way Scott Hamilton would. Scott, the minute the tickets go on sale, is this automatic sellout?
That's a good question. And the only reason I'm pausing is because you feel like it's pent up from coming out of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to travel. And there's a lot of sessions here. So we're talking about Wednesday through Sunday. Now, your senior high-profile Olympic team sessions for the ladies and the men's are concentrated on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You know, those four or five sessions will do really well once we go in single session sales in the fall. So this today we opened up weekend finals packages where you can buy those three or four final sessions in a package. We sold all session tickets for all 13 sessions that will happen. We've been selling those since the spring, and we're on pace from our projections from the past couple Olympic years that they've had it. So I would really expect the ladies and the men's finals, if nothing else, to be very highly attended, if not sold out. We've got the arena set up for about 14,000. By the time you push back some things, set it up for television, you've reduced the capacity a little bit. And I really think we'll fill it up for those sessions. So it'll be exciting atmosphere and one that, you're pretty fortunate to be able to host in your city every now and then.
No kidding. Well, I wanted to get you on today because there's so much history behind this for our city, and on really short notice, Scott, I appreciate you doing this.
Well, no problem. I appreciate you coming today. I thought that was a successful kickoff, and we had the ladies defending national champion here. I thought she was very well spoken, and I think the hype that we're seeing now leading into Tokyo Olympics, we're going to see that for the Beijing Olympics, and Nashville is going to be really one of those cities going to be spotlighted in November, December as they lead into to select the figure skating Team USA here in Nashville. And I hope people that maybe they haven't come or just fans of the Olympics decide to come out and really support the athletes in the event, because I think it'll be a great showcase for our city.
Can't wait. This is going to be good stuff. Scott, thank you as always.
Well, I appreciate it, George. Thanks for coming today. Good to see you.
Yeah, same here. Thank you.